This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Yeah, you're listening to In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, and you've got myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on a Thursday. We are working our way through the week and towards the Texans, going up to New England to face off against the Patriots. Super excited for that. On the text line from the 361, shout out to Figgy, Lopez, and Reggie. Been going through a lot, and Sports Radio 610 helped me get up my mind off of a lot of things. Keep up the great work. Hey, we appreciate
salute,
that.
Man.
Salute for sure. Like, that is one thing that I think I pride myself on, and I believe these guys as well pride themselves on, is just being able to do a good service for the fine folks of Houston.
Those are my
beyond.
Favorite to get.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
We get them occasionally, yeah. And it's absolutely my favorite.
We actually get that a lot whenever we're at the game and mm-hmm. all that stuff. A lot mm-hmm. of people put their arm around me like, man, I've been through a lot, man. Y'all yeah. make everything easy for me, man.
Yeah.
That's what makes this worth doing, man. Yeah, we're talking sports with the homies, but more than anything, just being able to be there for the folks, man. And so we appreciate you guys getting involved with the show as well. That interpersonal relationship is always great. But yeah, man, take care of your mentals as well. That's always something that I like to put front and center. Some other things we were just talking about, why Lopez in particular is not panicked about Nico being
calm.
Down. He is being the voice of reason and calm within this. And during the course of that, we talked about a lot of the other who's that would kind of be mm-hmm. involved here. And somebody said, is this an indictment of Mechie because we have not brought him up there? And kind of, yeah.
It's over.
Kind of, yeah.
It's over,
man.
You're right.
He had every chance to take that next step, man.
You know what's going to kind of solidify that, sort of galvanize that? Xavier Hutchinson's going to have a decent game. At minimum, he's going to have a decent game. He's going to get targets. He's going to get snaps. He's shown some things in the preseason and in the last game. He's shown the progress that we've been waiting for from Mechie. And I think that's going to sort of like counterbalance, like, okay, so Mechie's had these same opportunities. You know what I mean?
I'll be interested to see if he gets more ops, as the Texans like calling it, because he only got 3 snaps in the course of this game with the Bills after Nico goes mm-hmm. down. And I understand that his role is not the role that Nico
and habits. But I do wonder if they find a way to get him a little bit more involved, because we might be.
I mean, we all hope so.
We might be jumping off the jumping out the gym a little too early. But 713, who took the baby gift? You got to listen to 120 to Figgy's mixtape where he will unfurl the.
Well, there's some buzz in this building,
man. Yeah. There's a lot. I've had two or three conversations this morning already about that, and I've managed to keep myself away from the answer, so I'm very excited.
I thought I was getting in my head a little bit because I walked past Mo from the Morning Bull, and she ain't say nothing to me.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, wait a minute.
No.
She gave you the cold shoulder?
Yeah, I was just like, hold on, man.
And I appreciate the 832 also mentioning in the course of that conversation, Mixon will be involved in that particular picture as well while Nico was out. And I think the reason why I did not bring him up personally is because he has been one of those guys that has not practiced. And so within that, what was the most concerning of the DNPs that did not practices from yesterday? Because we got the injury report from yesterday, and it was long, baby. It was a little bit longer than I would like it to be. Derek Barnett did not practice. Kenyon Green did not practice with a knee designation. Jake Hansen did not practice, which, how do you feel about that? Because I don't know exactly what to they have not used him.
That's what I was going to say. I don't want to sound like a coach in coach speak, but he's a depth guy, and you know, and special teams and that type of stuff. So, yeah, you'd like to have them all on the field, but that's not exactly a devastating hit.
We mentioned both of your tackles did not practice yesterday. Tytus Howard with the hamstring situation. Laremy Tunsil with that ankle injury that you saw he sustained against the Jags. Kamari Lassiter has a shoulder designation. He did not practice at all. Joe Mixon still dealing with that ankle thing, which, again, continues to be weird after he practiced on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Robert Woods and Jimmy Ward both did not practice. Robert Woods with the foot, Jimmy Ward with the groin situation. And so that's a lot of dudes that we're talking about did not practice one lick in this game or in this practice yesterday. Of course, the first of the week, it does not mean it's not the end all be all. However, with all the names that I read again, Barnett, Green, Hansen, Howard, Tunsil, Lassiter, Mixon, Ward, Woods, which of those is the most concerning for you, Lopez?
I think the most concerning for me right now is the number.
Okay. I was not thinking. This is why you have to keep your mind open.
It's not
and
just
have a
one
wide
or
perspective,
two.
Because like, I was like, he's going to give me a name. He's like, all of them.
No, just the sheer number of them. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
But if you set that aside, there's actually two, and one of them might be a little bit of a surprise because we never talk about him. But Joe Mixon,
sure.
I mean, Joe Mixon is it. You know, all these things we were talking about in the last segment. You know, don't panic. They got the depth. They have the who's. You know, all that stuff gets a lot better if you got a running game, and especially if you have a running game that's any semblance of what it was in Indianapolis in week one. And then the other one, I'm mad at myself over this.
Ooh.
He's like the middle child of receivers. Never mention him. Just take him for granted. He probably has like a, you know, a tick or something. You know?
Delightful human being.
a nervous tick because everybody just forgets about him and pats him on the head.
Unless they want to use that one nickname that we don't use no more.
Yeah, that's right. Robert Woods.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention him.
Not in the course of this, no. And it seems like he just comes in kind of spot stuff.
He's just there.
He seems to have taken over the return role, and he's handling that business. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know exactly how this offense wants to use him and utilize him. He comes in. He does a few things here and there. It's not like he's completely absent from what's happening there. But, yeah, it does not feel like he factors in as much.
I mean, he could be in play.
I guess that is possible because I don't know that you necessarily want to do the whole thing where you go, Nico Collins' role and all of the snaps that he gets, dump them all on Xavier Hutchinson. Well, I'd imagine that spread them out a little bit, so maybe Robert gets a little bit more burn there.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be how Mechie gets a little bit of some snaps as well. But yeah, you're fair. That's fair. We have not talked a lot about him. I do wonder, though, with that foot designation, does that feel like something that is maybe closer to what we think the Tunsil ankle thing is, where it's like management
kind of veteran guy. Yeah. Yes, I think it, but I think that's what we should hope for. Because
we can't say that absolutely.
Yeah, because he can do some things offensively, and certainly as you mentioned in the return game. And then the last one for me that sort of raises an eyebrow is Kamari Lassiter.
Yep.
DNP did not practice. How bad is that shoulder?
Great question.
Yeah.
And I don't have an answer for that, but that is the big one, right, for me is Kamari, because of all the places on this roster where you can talk about depth or the lack thereof, what's number one for you?
Yeah. Cornerback.
I mean, and then you see them bring in Kadarius Holman off of the practice squad from the Ravens, signed to the 53-man roster. And I was like, okay, when I saw Kamari on there, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But also, I don't like that it makes sense.
Exactly.
I don't like that it makes sense at all. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that maybe you're looking at some level of depth for a slot and that type of thing. And all of a sudden, you might be looking for depth when it comes to outside cornerback. And that was a place that you had a little bit of concern about before. Kamari Lassiter has done a great job of kind of helping mm-hmm. to calm any level of doubts or concerns that you have on the outside. But if he is dealing with some injuries, you might have the concept that I like to talk about with a lot of teams, which is the other cornerback,
mm-hmm.
right? Where they go, we can't go to the number one cornerback, like he's a problem. But that other guy? Oh, yeah, we can throw it over there.
And be careful.
Right. If Kamari Lassiter is not out there, does that then open up where teams now, and again, I don't know that this is against the New England Patriots, right? Because mm-hmm. I don't know how much I am worried and concerned about like the entirety of the Patriots offense, particularly throwing the football.
Right.
But like a shoulder does not feel like something that is just a little thing.
And it can linger.
It feels like it can. So that was the thing that really got
me. You tend to use your shoulder quite a bit playing football.
Really?
They call them shoulder pads.
Ah.
They call them shoulder pads.
You can't just hit with your helmet anymore?
No, you can't. Look, man, if he's on the injury report again today, and we're going to be getting you those those practice reports, we might be panicking in the wrong spot. You know, people panicking about Nico. Dude, I figure you were there. First week of training camp, I'm like, that dude is a player. Like, everything I wondered about the 4-6 and all that stuff, it was kind of like last year with Tank. I'm like, he's good. He's really good. Kamari Lassiter is really good. And I think he's just scratching the surface of just how good he can be. That's a big drop.
Second best odds, I believe, when it came to defensive rookie.
Second or third, somewhere in there.
Okay.
No, he's really, really good. And you talk about the template of how they've been winning games hasn't changed. I mentioned this yesterday. You know, even though Nico Collins is out, you're winning because of C.J. Stroud late and the defense.
Yeah.
Part of that defense is what you're doing at the cornerback positions to allow yourself to pressure the quarterback, maybe even with an extra guy or two here and there. Kamari Lassiter, let's see what it looks like today and tomorrow. You know, in terms of practice.
Yeah, we got to watch that space. We will give you the latest once we see what is happening at NRG or, you know, in the general complex there. It does look like the roof is open out there. I don't know
it's
why.
It's not Tropicana, but it's open.
Okay. That feels like that's in bad taste.
Oh,
that feels like that's in bad taste, John. I feel like that's not. Those people have went through
Nobody got hurt?
Severity. Well,
we don't think. We haven't heard.
All right.
I'm talking about a Tropicana.
Okay.
But it's awful. We'll get to it.
Yeah. I was like, I feel like the entirety of that thing, that Milton came through and really wreaked some havoc. So our thoughts and prayers are with the fine folks in Florida right now. And Lieutenant Dan. We'll get you an update on Lieutenant Dan out there. Lieutenant Dan. I don't know if love is the word I would use personally, but I do find him to be entertaining and interesting. Yeah. So we will circle back around to that. All right. You're listening to In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, which is inspired by a former Houston Texan. Who is the most unpopular athlete in sports, and could it be a man who wears the number 4? We'll discuss all that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.